Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. This is the amazing pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chapter 4 of Antya Leela. And this beautiful story involves the Mahaprabhu and one of his devotees, God and one of his devotees. And the title of the story is Doyal Gauranga. Doyal Gauranga stops the suicide. As you well know, as we were actually discussing the other day, the popularity of suicide in the world, how so many people around the world are committing suicide. So it's not a new phenomenon. Even 500 years ago, people thought about suicide for different reasons, although it's rather rare. And in this case, it's a devotee contemplating suicide, and that also happens. In fact, sometimes devotees do commit suicide. You hear about it rarely, occasionally, unfortunately. It's a great misfortune. So this is involves Sanatana Goswami and Mahaprabhu and some others. Sanatana Goswami came from Mathura to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya. As he was passing through the Jarikhand forest in Bihar, he developed a skin disease that made his body itch. By the time he arrived in Puri, he was suffering greatly from the itching. So he decided that he was the result of this skin disease. His sores were emanating pus and blood and all these things, in a very foul smelling and rather disgusting situation. Jugupshita. Jugupshita is a gona ras, which means something disgusting or horrible to experience or see, which they say is not part of the Braja Ras. That particular gona ras is not there. Jugupshita, this horrible ras or ghastly ras, is not really there so much directly, it's said. So he was in that type of mood of appearing like that. So Lord Chaitanya insisted on embracing him in love, and he felt that was offensive. So he decided already on, he said, "What is this body? It's useless. So what service can I do?" And I know it's Mahaprabhu's nature to embrace his devotees. I've seen him, and when I get there, I'm sure he'll embrace me because he loves me so much, and I love him because they had already met for 10 days or so in Allahabad, and he got the Sanatan Shiksha. There's two or three chapters of Madhya Leela Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Lord Chaitanya is teaching Sanatana Goswami, so they already have a very close relationship. Now it's Antya Leela, and he's coming from Vrindavan to visit Lord Chaitanya. So he's thinking, I can't do any more service, the better I give up my body. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Nityananda and Dvaita Chandra and all the devotees of Mahaprabhu. Nila Chala Haite Rupa Gore Jabe Kila Mathura Haite Sanatana Nila Chala Haila. When Rupa returned from Puri to Bengal, Sanatana Goswami went from Mathura to Jagannath Puri to see Mahaprabhu. Jarikanda Vanapate Aila Ekela Chalila Kabu Upavasa Kabu Charvana Kariya. Sanatana Goswami walked alone on the path through the Jarikanda forest in central India. So he was obviously a sannyasi. The primary quality of a sannyasi is fearlessness. Of course, it's a quality of any devotee to be fearless, but especially a sannyasi should be prepared, only a sannyasi, but everyone should be fearless, but a sannyasi should be so fearless and dependent on God completely, do or die, that he's willing to live alone in a forest full of tigers and snakes and scorpions, or walk alone. So here he is as a sannyasi vairagi, walking alone through the same forest Mahaprabhu went through. Sometimes he fasted and sometimes he would eat. And he drank bad water and he got a disease that made his body itch. And it was oozing fluid. And so what did he think about this? Nirveda haila pat karina vichar anicca jati deha mora adyanta asar. Asar. Sar means essence, usefulness, value. And asar means useless. So he thought, my body, I'm low caste and low birth. My body is useless for bhakti. Jagannatha gele tandra darshana paimo prabhura darshana sada karite narimo. When I go to Puri, I will not be able to see Lord Jagannath, nor shall I always be able to see Mahaprabhu. Mandir nikate shuni tandra vasat stiti. Mandir nikate aite mora nahi shakti. I know, I've heard that Mahaprabhu lives near the Jagannath temple, but I shall not have the power to go near the temple. Jagannath tera sevak fere karya anurode tanar sparsha haile mora habe avarade. Just think how Sanatan was thinking. When we go to Puri, we yatris nowadays, and we're Westerners and whoever we are, we don't think anything of walking any road near the temple or walking in front of the Singhadwara gate. Or we never think, well, maybe I'll bump into a panda or pujari of Jagannath and maybe make a fence. We think, oh, so what? You know, this stuff. Sanatana Goswami had so much vichar and so much consideration of the situation of the not making up. He was so careful about Vaishnava Parad. We're pretty, in this age now, 500 years later, the Bhakta Samaj, Vaishnavgan, are pretty careless about offenses and are almost like we're recklessly committing offenses day by day to other living entities, to Vaishnavas, and seva aparadhas. If you look at it, if you live with advanced devotees, advanced cultured Indian Vaishnavas, and then you'll realize how many offenses in your ordinary routine we're actually making. Offenses in puja, offenses in cooking, and so many things. So he's thinking that if the servants of Jagannath are usually going back and forth to the temple to do their seva, they touch me, I'll be an offender. So what should I do? Tate yariye deha balastane diya dukha shanti haya ara shadgati paya. When I go to Puri, I will sacrifice this body. Then my unhappiness will be removed and mitigated. I shall attain an exalted destination. So he's thinking that if I give up my body in a holy place, I'll get promotion. Jagannatha ratha yatraya haibena bahira chandra ratha chakaya chadimo eshadira. During ratha yatra, when Jagannath comes out of the temple, I will throw my body under the wheel of his car. Apparently there's some backing to this practice because it's so well known even today and then also that somehow if you willfully and deliberately give up your body in that way by throwing yourself under the wheel of Jagannath's chariot, it seems to me, and I can't cite the Shastra, but it seems that you will not incur the offense of you will not incur the sinful reaction of committing suicide and become a ghost. Because anywhere else in any circumstance, if you willfully, if you commit suicide and give up your own body, that's a big sin. And the penalty is you become a ghost for the remainder of your life. Your destiny in this body is to live to be 60, or 80 or whatever, and by your free will you commit suicide at the age of 20. So then you still have to have a material body because your karma is written down for 60 years. So you give up your body at the age of 20 because of your free will, but your karma and your chart says you'll live to be 60. So for 40 years you will be in a material body as a ghost, but is a body made of mind and intelligence and ego. It's called a subtle body. And then after that 40 years, you'll go to Pitri Loka, and then you'll be convicted of that crime and this punished. Probably get another body of a lower form. There's a whole detailed description of it all. So it's a sin, and it has its reaction, severe reaction. But we hear, and all of you must have heard also, I've heard since the beginning of ISKCON, that if you give up your body in front of the wheel, Jagannath, you get liberated. You get liberation. So the basis of that common knowledge amongst the people oftentimes is some shastra, which no one may be aware of. And I am not that shastrically nipun or expert, nor have I read about it. But it appears that, because Sanatana Goswami is well-versed in shastra and Sanskrit, and he knows yamas and niyamas, and he knows what is sin and what is not sin. So I don't think he's contemplating giving up his body under the Jagannath's cart. If it was a sin, he wouldn't do it. Obviously, he's a Vaishnava. And so he's thinking in this way, this is what I should do with this body. It's worthless for the service. It's worthless for the service of the Lord. And as long as I stay in this body, I will be offending the Lord's sevaks, and I'll be offending the Lord directly in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So better I give up this useless body. And the only place someone can willfully give up their body is in front of the cart of Jagannath, because that's what he's thinking, and that's what's being told here. This is his thinking. During Rath Yatra, I will throw my body under the wheel. So tomorrow we'll find out more what happens. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.